Dean Carroll. I'm the operations manager for People in Action. Under normal circumstances, People Action basically provides lots of groups, activities, services for people with disabilities, autism, Asperger's. Big piece of our work is a one-to-one support service called Count Me In, where we match a member up to a support worker and provide some community-based support.
Just tell us a bit about how your service is operating now under lockdown.
Early March, really, we sat down with the team and sort of said, look, it's gonna affect us. It's gonna affect everyone. But our members are gonna get bear the brunt of this. Not only because they also from the social isolation, the effects of having COVID-19. But also the longer term effects that they still have on our members. So we created an aim to basically try to ensure as best we can that all our members are able to keep as active as they can, keep being social and keep overall being well. We know that kind of in these sort of unprecedented and demanding times, our organisation and all of our colleagues across all services in our community have been challenged daily, not least because we know that our members rely on the services and the groups that we support and provide across Leeds. So early in March, we made that kind of difficult decision to close the services as they were across the whole organisation. So to close all our groups, to close our one-to-one support service. So we had to find different ways to work innovatively and create that kind of new normal for our members. That term kind of gets branded around all the time now, but yeah, that new normal to deliver these groups in the weeks that followed and indeed the months that followed. And we know that members rely on our weekly sessions for kind of that social connection, those friendships, those mental well-being. So it was our responsibility, really, we put it on ourselves to find these new inclusive ways to keep these things going in the uncertain times. And I think we're meeting that challenge. I did a few calculations this morning about what we've actually provided. It's quite staggering, really. Pleasantly surprised. We've provided just under 300 online Zoom sessions for our members. So we've moved a lot of our groups to use technology like Zoom. We've still provided about 250 face-to-face in-person support sessions for those members who really, really need it. We've posted out 1,300 board and booster packs, spent a fortune on postage to send to our members, which has some really engaging activities for our members to be getting on with and doing. And we've made just under 6,000 phone calls to members to check in, to see how they're getting on. Seeing what support they need and just having that kind of interaction with members. So I think we've done quite a lot during these past few months, but it has been challenging to make sure that we continue that connection with members.
So what struck you in terms of resilience from your staff and the people that you support?
In terms of our groups, We've obviously had to stop the physical groups, so our groups don't run in person anymore. We've suspended that, so we've moved to this online way of working. So we've provided Zoom sessions. We've run. We've had support staff who have written to each individual member and started that kind of process. So the innovative ideas that our support staff and our workforce have shown has been fantastic, really. To adapt as much as they can do. Some of our staff haven't got the experience of working online and using technology, but they've really have stepped up to that challenge and provided sort of really good resources to our members, which has been fantastic and will benefit us and them in the long term, I think. We've had members who we're running in partnership with Leap One the talent show. For Learning Disability Week, and we the team who are running that project with Leap One were a bit apprehensive about the number of auditions we'll get due to lockdown and due to that kind of technical ability and yeah, just where people are at this moment in time. But I think we had over 40 auditions, really fantastic auditions that came through, which made the judging panel's job really difficult. So we were really surprised, pleasantly surprised by just how the number and the quality of the auditions we got. We started a new project called Stay Active, which really came from the idea of some of our members who wanted to, who were really sporty, wanted to keep active. And they came to us and said, could we run some online Zoom sessions, but do physical activity and do some sport, which we thought were great. And that's been a great project to see develop and run. It's something we can continue to do, I think, over the next few weeks and months, is to keep our members active.
How are you looking at continuing to sort of innovate your service to cope with things?
All of the stuff that I've talked about, all the great online engagement stuff that we've done, none of that matches or compares to kind of the energy or the excitement attending a group, if it's a People in Action group or another group from another organisation, brings to our members. And we know that as lockdown starts to ease, right or wrongly, the need to start making plans for a kind of slow, structured and safe approach to reopening some of our groups and some of our services increases. So we've started to think about, okay, what would that look like? One of the priorities is to continue running the online engagement stuff, because we know that some members won't be able to return, whether they're still shielding or whether they just have some anxieties and worries about returning at this moment in time. But I think as lockdown eases and summer approaches, we believe certainly at People Action that we need to start really providing more, something more than just the online presence. Whether it's a member meetup in a local park, whether it's a small kind of group within an outdoor space, we're going to start to be looking at maybe putting on a summer program for some of our members to take part in, for those who can. And what we've done is we've set out a framework with how that could look and what the stages we need to go through in order to get there. So it's looking at what our staffing capacity is. So, you know, who can continue working, who's shielding, who's great to come back to work from our great staff team, looking at what our demand is. So speaking to members who want to come back, what would they like to see we run, who needs to continue shielding. It's looking at where we can run activities. So it's looking at facilities. We know that some facilities are going to be, particularly the schools, are going to be closed up until September, so that has an impact. And it's looking at all the risk assessments and all the guidance that we need to put around, strap around that kind of those programs. And only by doing all that, we can start to think about reopening some of the groups when it's safe to do so.
What do we need to make sure friendships are maintained over the next weeks and months?
One of the things that struck us whilst working with our members through this time is just having that open and honest communication and just having that friendly friendly chat. It doesn't have to be long, it can be a couple of minutes, just to check in on our members to see if we're okay and if there's anything they need. Sometimes you get told to go away. Sometimes you engage with them for half an hour, an hour, or even longer. But it's just having that friendly person to speak to and to just go through what anxieties or issues they have and trying to work with them on that. It's embracing technology. Our organisation has really embraced technology because of COVID-19 in a way that we've never done before. So it's providing the opportunity for other members to be involved in technology and looking at ways in doing that. But yeah, it's just about providing that safe space to have a chat and just checking in on members and seeing how we're doing. Not just members, but their wider families as well.